Parshas Matos Maaseh. Sunday, we spoke about the danger of living where we only fell. But Parshas Matos takes us deeper. The question is not only how a Yid falls. The deeper question is how a Yid stops knowing that he fell. How does a neshama, carved from truth, begin to feel calm in a place that is quietly separating it from Hashem Yisparach? That is Midian. There is a moment before the fall when the neshama still knows. A person may be tired, lonely, burning, pressured by the body, wounded by disappointment, hungry to feel alive. But before the line is crossed, something inside him still trembles. It whispers, "This is danger. This is not peace. This is not your place." That trembling is not guilt. It is not panic. It is memory. It is the neshama remembering its source. And if the Yetzer Hara would speak honestly, a Yid could still fight. If the Yetzer Hara would say, "Leave Hashem," the neshama would rise. If it would say, "Destroy your life," the person would run. So Midian does not speak honestly. Midian speaks gently. Why make everything so heavy? This is not tumah, impurity. This is connection. This is not weakness. This is honesty. This is not rebellion. This is being real. You are not leaving Hashem. You are only taking care of yourself. And slowly, the trembling stops. That is the victory of Midian. Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael from above. He attacked their destiny from the outside. But an outside attack wakes up a Yid. Hatred awakens identity. Accusation awakens fire. A curse reminds a Yid that he belongs to Hashem. A curse wakes a Yid. Midian was more dangerous. Midian did not come with thunder. Midian came with atmosphere, warmth without kedusha, pleasure without truth, connection without covenant, compassion without command, peace without Hashem. Midian did not simply offer sin. Midian created a world where sin stopped feeling like sin. That is why Hashem says, "Fight Midian." Why such fire? Because a sin can be repaired. A fall can become teshuva, repentance. A Jew can cry, "Hashem, I fell. I am far. I am ashamed. But I know I belong near you." As long as he still calls darkness darkness, he can still search for light. But Midian attacks something earlier than behavior. Midian attacks definition. The first casualty of Midian is not the action. It is the word. Tumah, impure, becomes connection. Escape becomes healing. Surrender becomes authenticity. Exile becomes peace. And once the words are broken, the heart cannot find its way home. Because teshuvah, repentance, begins before tears. Teshuvah begins when language becomes true again. A person must be able to say, "This is what happened. This is where I am. This is not where I belong." That is why Matos, Parshas Matos, begins with nedarim, vows. A neder, a vow, is not only a boundary. A neder is holy language. If Midian uses false words to blur reality, a Yid uses truthful words to restore reality. He stands at the border of his own neshama and says, "For me, no." Maybe technically it is permitted. Maybe someone else can pass here safely. Maybe nobody understands why I need this line. But I know myself. I know which opening becomes a hallway. I know which comfort becomes an escape. I know which escape begins to own my heart. And I will name the danger before the danger names me. That is not weakness. That is malchus, royalty. That is a Yid using his mouth to give the neshama back its throne. Then comes maaseh, journeys. Because life is made of stations. a station of strength, a station of weakness, a station of clarity, a station of confusion, a station where a person feels close to Hashem, and a station where he barely recognizes himself. But Maaseh teaches one command: keep moving. Do not confuse a station with a home. Do not confuse a struggle with identity. Do not confuse a fall with a name. Midian says, stay here. Make peace with this. Stop trembling. Kedusha says, tremble again. Not with despair, with memory. Remember who you are. A Yid can struggle and still be holy. A Yid can fall and still be beloved. A Yid can be far and still belong, but he must never call poison peace. The beginning of Geula, redemption, is not perfection. The beginning of Geula, redemption, is clarity. Midian says, this is peace. Hashem says, you are mine. And the greatness of a Yid is to answer, I may have fallen, but I still know the truth. This is not peace. This is not my name. This is not my home. Hashem, I am coming back to you.